welcome again to this podcast where we speak about mental health, well-being, EMDR, CBT, and a wide variety of things. It's good to hear from you through the some of the questions, some of the emails, so that's really good. So yeah, thank you for coming. Today it's a different one. Today we are going back to sort of looking through things and getting a bit of a more deep understanding perhaps of what trauma is, how it presents with PTSD. As usual, these are broad information. What we'll do is today there's not going to be visualization, and then there'll be, we'll then from next episode then we might do something as visualization again. So today we will more in the what is trauma, or you know, what is PTSD. I'm really good to hear that people are finding helpful the ADHD discussion with Ryan, so I'm really glad about that. And yeah, so let's start. So I get approached about with people which understanding this they sort of like trauma or had traumatic experiences. Yes, we do all have gone through traumatic experiences. We find some of us they've gone through childhood, others in later life, and there are a lot of experiences that we go through that could be events, traumatic events, traumatic experiences, and there is a lot of people who doesn't really explicitly label their challenges as trauma, and you might sort of prefer to name it differently, or maybe you're not aware of what trauma might be. Nevertheless, what sometimes happens is that trauma presents in many times, from hearing voices to having intrusive thoughts. So the experience of it, so having nightmares, re-experiencing having difficulties with people, so it's not about the experience, so it's not about any experience will leave some kind of feeling of overwhelm or scared or isolation can be traumatic. There are a lot of professions that will lead to this, and they will face him time and time again, especially professional risk or first responders. There are other professions that, although it doesn't look like, so for example, if you are an IT person or that read a lot or monitor content online, you may have something that's called vicarious trauma, so you may be traumatized by seeing things. Solicitors, reading cases, people working in the media, war zones, so you don't have to be involved in a traumatic event, you can be surrounded of it. So the interesting thing, it doesn't mean that you have to be involved in physical harm, so it could be something else, right? If you have the sense that yourself is a threat or your future is threatened, or your survival is threatened, or your well-being, these traumatic events or experiences can be considered traumatic. And trauma can manifest as a single event, like an assault, or like a robbery, or a road traffic accident, so I do a lot of work with road traffic accidents, or it can encompass a series of events over extended period of time, and that's what we call complex trauma. So that could be, let's say you're a refugee, were in a war zone, then you fled, you went through various countries, got to a place, then you a camp, and then you made your way somewhere else. So that is a very lengthy period of traumatic events. So that would be a complex trauma. Equally, it could be someone who's been physically or sexually abused or emotionally abused from a childhood or throughout adulthood, or it could be someone who is hasn't had that sort of family life that has been loving and caring. So trauma can be that sort of single event or sort of more of a complex lifelong. And the consequences of traumatic events can be severe and last very long. So how does trauma impact individuals, right? So trauma is deeply personal matter. So someone very famous, I think it's Dr. Matter or Mr. Matter, said that trauma is what it happens within us, rather than what it happens to us. From a therapeutic or human understanding, sometimes people are very inconsiderate or not kind and compassionate, thinking that that wasn't a big deal. Maybe it's not a big deal for one person, and for the other person, it's a really big deal. Or someone have a different interpretation of the event. So it's about some people can go through the same event and react differently. So it's what it happens within us. So if you remember some in the past, have you spoken about belief, values, previous experiences, personality traits, all of that will contribute to whether we in how we understand situations, and therefore some situation we might understand then that in one way and may lead to understanding as trauma. So the situation might be traumatic and we may not be traumatized. And then another situation for another person, or the same situation for another person, is traumatizing, and they are traumatized. So it's really important to know that is about the deeply personal experience and understanding what it matters, not only the event. And that's what I sometimes hear some, like I said, comments about difficulties from other people where, they are not as kind and considerate as they would be, as I would like to see everyone be. So it's important to note that not all trauma events or trauma episodes lead to enduring effects. And some of them can be overcome very quickly, and that your mind will do that sort of process, the healing. For instance, feeling shaky and tearful or frightened for days or weeks after experiencing a traumatic event is considerably normal. However, is when the ability to to process that naturally after, especially the diagnostic part of it would be for it lasts for more than 6 months. However, having the ability to confide and receive support from friends and family increases the likelihood of overcoming the event and moving forward. And that's where sometimes there's a lot of things where then people may not share the trauma with their loved ones, and that could be the nature of the trauma. And that's where sometimes people like myself, people like run trauma groups like myself, especially for recent events or events that people that they haven't had complex trauma, then they can attend these places where they can sort of process those memories and support that natural healing, which sometimes it doesn't happen because that has been a very traumatic event. Recent research indicates that trauma often has significant enduring effects on individuals' mental health. So it is more likely that a severe trauma has a long-lasting effect and complex trauma, particularly when there is a lack of beliefs of protection and support. So if you were to think, "Oh, I'm always alone, I haven't got support," and then you are in an event that is traumatic, then perhaps you're going to be less likely to find someone to support you, and therefore, then that doesn't enable, you know, that might impact the way of you process that trauma. It's also whether it's been felt of lack of protection or sort of the shameful, or it needs to be kept secret. There is a lot of research out there as well on how that culturally is dealt with, religious or other cultures, so whether things are spoken or not. And recent times we've seen a big change of people being more forward speaking about suicidal thoughts, which are really common and among all of us, and for many years they weren't spoken. So it's really much what has happened. So if you're what your understanding of what has happened. What happened is with complex trauma, people who've been traumatized for long times, perhaps from childhood, sometimes from childhood longer, or if it's a one single incident, they have a lot of difficulties emotionally. The thoughts change. So I notice, so I work with a lot of OCD and a lot of anxiety, intrusive thoughts, that when trauma gets processed, those thoughts sort of decrease. So if you were to think you would do the work on your traumas that perhaps are linked to those intrusive thoughts, and then you do the exposure therapy, and then people recover very well. It has also difficulties interpersonally in various ways. And this could sort of, and all these thoughts, emotions, and interpersonal difficulties can show up in a various manners. So it could be from feeling anxious leaving the house, or feeling the sense of being haunted by distressing memories, and then sort of more severe presentations where maybe psychosis or schizophrenia or bipolar, among other disorders. So you may be me thinking, okay, what is the common effects of trauma? So so for example, the way we feel, you experience intense emotions of distress, sadness, shame, anger, bitterness, guilty, and low mood, feeling anxious, fearful, and panicky, or feel tense, irritable, on the edge, finding it very hard to cope with these overwhelming feelings, or calming yourself down. You may feel unmotivated, helpless, powerless, or you may feel numb or unreal and cut off from your emotions. That's a really common ways of feeling. On the other hand, you have that thinking. So the way our thing may change is by having very low opinion of ourselves, believing that the trauma was our fault, that we shouldn't have done something or should have been able to stop it, or blaming ourselves for things that perhaps others are to blame or were completely out of our control. One of the things that I recently worked is someone who blamed themselves because when they steered away from a road traffic accident and lorry pulled in, they steered away, then they caused another accident. So they felt very guilty about that. So it's sort of taking way of changing, their thoughts will change. You also may have flashbacks, nightmares. You will then experience poor concentration, racing thoughts. You will find very difficult to to recall things in the memory. So if you, let's say you're working, something has happened, as mentioned before, let's say you've been for a long time working in a sector, the nightlife sector, people in bars, people with, a few months ago I read something about Misbehaved Britain or something like that. So if you are a bartender or a bar staff that has been regularly being abused and been witnessing violence and aggression in the night, you might start noticing yourself feeling that you have poor concentration, so memory problems, so you're having racing thoughts, or you feel on the edge. And that may be part of that ongoing trauma that happens to you. Sometimes people think, I can't make sense of what is happening to me. And that's a perfectly normal way of thinking when we've been in a difficult situation. So how would you behave? So you may be wondering, well, if I'm experiencing these feelings and I'm having these thoughts, what would be the norm? Or what would be the most common? Not the norm, the most common. So ultimately, avoiding. We will all avoid things that will make us suffer. So if you think about trauma, any reminders of the trauma, going to certain places, watching the news, talking to people, being off work, whatever it be, whatever it will take so you don't feel overwhelmed by the trauma will be. We all would do. Some people tend also to isolate themselves, and they cut off their family and partners or family members and friends. You can't really unwind or relax. You give up things you used to enjoy or your hobbies, activities. And other people tend to sometimes, someone I work with is I haven't smoked for over 20 years, and something happens to them and they started smoking. So to be able to cope with the difficulties. That could be also drugs or alcohol. And some people may self-harm, so or may have some suicidal ideation. Okay, so those are perfectly common behaviors. And then, what is the impact on your body? So I do EMDR and CBT. Both of them, especially more EMDR, talk about the physical sensations, about your somatic sensations. So your body will keep that memory. You will always feel and notice in your body alertness. You'll be easily startled. Your heart will be racing. You will have stiff muscles. You will be always looking around. You will notice that tension. You may have or will have, or more often than not, sleeping problems. You feel exhausted because you've been constantly on the edge and not sleeping. In longer term, it increases the risk of other physical problems, so chronic fatigue, chronic pain, chronic health illness. So these are common things that happens when there is trauma. Among other things, we also notice some of the impact on our day-to-day difficulties in trusting others or feeling overwhelmed emotionally. We also notice that we can start to experience visual or auditory visions. Okay, that is all perfectly normal. And then there is a new set of beliefs and perceptions that change. And this is goes linked to what we were speaking earlier on, about what I was saying earlier on, where with that difficulties interpersonally, if you notice that you've been in a situation when, let's say, 4 years abuse by a partner, understandably you'll be less likely to trust a new partner. Okay, if you've been abused by others or trafficked, you'll be less likely to do that. If you've been sexually assaulted, likewise. Then those emotions that go with that, when there are reminders, you have, you will get those overwhelming emotional states, especially if you experience multiple or complex traumas throughout your life. Okay, so you will feel extreme anger, extreme guilt, extreme shame, extreme fear, and it will feel sometimes so overwhelming that we can't control it, and that's when we sort of turn to unhelpful coping skills. Okay, so alcohol, drugs, gambling, sort of risky behaviors. Sometimes, if you may have heard of dissociation or depersonalization, but dissociation in trauma, they are two different things. Dissociation in trauma becomes the only way to overcome some of the overwhelming emotions. So your body will naturally protect you of those overcoming emotions by dissociation. And this is a very common occurrence that is automatically and is a protective mechanism from your brain. So then the memories become fragmented and you then disconnect from the physical sensations and emotions. We will look at this in another episode in more detail, perhaps the next one. It's slightly more, sort of a bit other information and go more. There'll be feelings of hopeless and despair, and that might perceive your life as meaningless or different from others. And having said different from others, trauma happens to all of us. We all experience it. And the way we respond is unique, and we all become traumatized. And perhaps someone asked me, what is complex trauma? So complex trauma refers to the experience of enduring multiple traumatic events over the extent of life. Often, more often than not, starting from childhood. It tends to be more severe with compared with only trauma events. The difficulties are different, and the treatment last length is different. So that is one of the major things that come up. So one of the things we call a complex trauma, maybe growing up with families lacking affection, experience prolonged abuse from relatives, neighbors, or figures of activity, or bullying or violent relationships. Leaving feelings of helpless and powerlessness and trappedness. So, without going too much into this complex trauma, because all trauma, and going into full explanation on it, I don't want to make it very difficult, or not very difficult, but very, very complex. So early experiences will impact on how we deal with the world around us. So difficult with primary school relationships might lead to difficult our workplace when we are adults. Likewise, people who always in the same place, in the same village, they have a different experience. People who live in big cities, moves around different continents, different as a child, then they have a different experience. People who go to boarding school, different experience who goes to mainstream, like day to day, and they might see the parents more often. So all of that will create all of that beliefs that we have. Sometimes trauma is diagnosed, or complex trauma, especially complex trauma or trauma, is diagnosed as an other psychiatric difficulties or illnesses. It's quite often sometimes with psychosis or personality disorder, and this is something that is being looked more and more, and there's some people who have had a very difficult time, and they experience voices, or they experience reliving, and that is sort of sometimes is very misunderstood. So I hope it's quite a lot of information. I hope it hasn't been too much. Well, let's have a bit of a sum up. Of sum up, and as I was thinking, I thought I might do a visualization. I had some feedback saying they don't find them that helpful, and I have feedback that they do find it helpful. I do a lot of imagery in my practice, and I find it very helpful, and I like them. So I thought I'm gonna do one. However, first we'll do the summary. So, trauma is something, traumatic event, traumatic experiences are sort of understood differently by different people, and then they may lead to trauma or not, a trauma response. However, what perhaps doesn't look like a trauma or a diagnostical post-traumatic state disorder is still can be very emotionally charged. Trauma can happen as a single trauma or complex trauma, meaning one event, sort of retro accident, complex, as a childhood abuse from early months of life, or pre-birth, or transgenerational trauma. So there's a lot of research out there in all of these areas, and that's more of a complex trauma. So a single trauma, complex trauma. Both of them very impactful in day-to-day, both of them very difficult to overcome. And most of them, as I said, is about what we make out of what it happens to us. And then we're reacting to it. There are common behaviors, there are common body sensations, there are common emotions and common thoughts that happen after we go through trauma. And trauma can be done, trauma therapy can be done in group and individually. Both are very effective. Trauma therapy, not all the trauma therapies involve you sharing your story. So I do trauma therapy, and the trauma therapist I specialize is not to do a trauma therapy based in EMDR, so you wouldn't be expected to share your story and tell about your life, especially because that is a very difficult process and is very personal. So this type of group therapy will help you and people in very traumatic events to go through a trauma without having to suffer the pain of sharing it to others. I do one-to-one. Trauma therapy, CBT, is more of an exposure and there's more sharing. EMDR, you wouldn't speak as much. Both of them
very effective.
There is that cognitive change where suddenly we start blaming ourselves, we start then feeling guilty, we then start feeling shameful, we then start to avoid others or things, so we stop the perhaps the body sensation report, restart and so on. You could understand trauma. I follow a trauma-informed approach, and you can understand that a lot of people coming through through with difficulties, they have a few trauma events in their life that they sometimes may get on the way of processing, of moving forward and growth individually. So what I'll do now, I hope this has been helpful, very brief, I get the sense there's a lot of information in a very short period of time and it's not clear. Please drop me an email or comment or like my post and share it, the podcast. So yeah, so hope it's been helpful. I'll be now doing the visualization. So if you don't like the visualization, you can disconnect now. So I would like you to, if you feel safe, if it's a place where you feel comfortable, to close your eyes and take a deep breath in and a longer breath out. And today I'll introduce a slightly breathing change. So I'll ask you to breath in, to hold for 2 seconds, and breath in onto your tummy, your abdomen, hold for 2 seconds, and breath out. And just continue breathing in and breathing out, and you can either feel safe again, you can do so. You can notice closing your eyes, notice the music going left and right. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out and indulging yourself on the tapping of the music on your left or right, I'd like you to bring your awareness to a lovely sunny day. Not too warm, not too cold, just the right temperature. And I'll invite you to have a half a smile in your face as you're walking in that path. And put that half a smile in your face as you are now. Sat, comfortable in a safe place. And walk around and get your field of hay through that path. And touch this lovely hay. Smell some flowers. Notice the breeze. As you continue walking, I would like you to find a spot with a tree and a clear, crystal clear pond or a stream. And notice the water, notice the sand reflections. Continue breathing in, holding 2 seconds and breathing out. And notice how this place, the calmness and safeness, feels in your body. And if you notice your mind or body or your emotions going somewhere else, I invite you to take a deep breath in and notice the warmth breath in going onto your lungs, your tummy, and expanding through those thoughts and emotions, and give them all the kind and compassion that they need before you blow them out longer. And notice the release of those thoughts, emotion, and physical sensations. As you're there, sat by that stream, with that pond, in that hay field, And I would like you to invite an animal that represents kindness and compassion and nurturing. This could be any animal that will bring you this sense in your body of kindness, compassion and nurturing. Calming, loving, nurturing, kind and compassionate animal sitting with you by that pond or by a stream. And noticing their presence in your body. You can pet them. You can look at them, you can smile at them. And as you're there, I would like you to pay attention to the words they are about to say. May you be safe, may you be calm, may you be kind, may you be content. And listen how those words resonate and they feel within you. May you be calm, may you be kind, may you be safe, may you be content. Perhaps these words will change to something that suits you more. That an animal that knows you and wants to be the nurturing, kind and compassion animal to you in your company, in that peaceful place, can tell you. There is no right or wrong words. It's whatever that animal that is nurturing, kind and compassion wants to tell you. Feel those nurturing, kind and compassionate qualities within your body. And breathing in those qualities, holding them in, noticing how they expand from your abdomen throughout your body, and then breathing them out. And now wishing back to that animal that kindness and compassion. Any words, any statements that you wish to pass to that animal that is nurturing, kind and compassionate. And if it's getting warm and you need some water, you can drink some of the water that you bring, or if you want, put your feet in the water and know the coldness of it. Once again, with a half a smile or a full smile, notice how that changes your physical sensations and your sense of safety. And taking a couple of breath-ins more and holding them in and then holding them out, I'd like you to 4, 3, 2, 1, open your eyes and return to the session. If you stayed after the end of the visualization, I appreciate it. If you enjoyed it, I'm glad you did. I would like to send you all a very peaceful day and I hope you can take this forward and that you enjoy today's explanation on trauma. We will have another trauma episode, a few more coming up in the next few weeks. Thank you very much for tuning in.